Are you ready for some football?
The gentlemen of Kappa Sigma Fraternity present Beauty Bowl. Coming again for its fifth season, Beauty Bowl features the sororities of SJSU playing Powder Puff Football, where the winning team's philanthropy is the real winner. Come for raffle prizes, cheerleading, fraternities, carnage, and of course, great music from 90.5 KSJS Ground Zero Radio. That's May 8th, located at the South Campus's Tailgate Field.
Easy.
I know. I need to keep my day job.
Oh, man. All right, awesome. So how did you guys get the name, the Emerald Hill?
Interesting story.
Sonic.
Well,
it's more than that.
When Tim wasn't in the band at first, and when Rosa and I started making music, it was the name fit more. Like, we were like mellow, folky, bluegrassy.
Right.
And Rosa really wanted the word emerald in there. Mm-hmm. And like the Emerald Island is like Ireland, I think, and the Emerald City is like from Wizard of Oz, and it's something else too. So like those were all taken. So I suggested the Emerald Hill, knowing that
Little did I know he was tricking me.
Yeah.
Are you Irish or
No. I just like
you
emeralds.
Just like yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
I like the word, and I think they're really pretty.
What?
Well, Emerald Island is Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Emerald Isle.
But he suggested the Emerald Hill, and as any video gamers out there, old school throwback video gamers, know the Emerald Hill Zone is the second
first level
or the first level in Sonic
2. Yeah,
classic. And I didn't know that, so I was yes,
I waited
so
till
down.
She was totally down until I broke the news to her. Yeah.
This was like the day before like Dreamcast and all, right? Like
mm-hmm.
old school Sonic.
Sega McGenesis.
Wow, mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah.
Back with Super Nintendo.
Yeah, we kind of don't think that the name really fits anymore, but it's there, and
yeah,
we like
to get
it.
Them to add the word zone in at the end.
The
of the
Emerald
year.
Hill Zone.
A friend of ours really wants us to name our 30P zone, so the Emerald Hill Zone. Huh.
It would fit perfectly.
But actually, if you listen closely, somewhere on our new CD, somewhere hidden, you can hear the victory music when Sonic gets through Act 2. little Easter egg.
Yeah.
Gotta find it.
So to do that, how would they get the EP?
Oh, well, we sell right now. We don't have anywhere online that you can purchase them, but
okay.
At any live show, and you can find out about those on our MySpace. We have all our live shows listed on our MySpace, which is myspace.com/TheEmeraldHill.
Cool.
You can fan us on Facebook too.
And we have we always have some CDs at our next. Our next show, we're actually going to be selling this awesome poster that our friend Ali Bratt made for us. It's really beautiful. So, and you can buy the CD along with that. So
$6.
$6 for the new EP.
Our older one is $5 if we have it.
The older one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
cool.
Our first one.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. This is another song by the Emerald Hill, and this is called Shoe Fly. I tried. 90.5 KSJS, and we're back here with the Emerald Hill. So
hello.
Yay. So any other like musical history kind of thing that you wanted to share, like maybe like
sure
our influences,
likes, your dislikes.
Yeah,
yes,
go first.
Favorite foods. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Favorite food, social security number,
right?
Mother's maiden name. Well, I mean, I've always loved music, as most people start off these things by saying that, right? But I credit a lot, actually, to my dad. I grew up with, like, Elvis Costello and Black Flag and Patsy Cline and musicals and everything. So, Ice Cube, hip-hop, everything.
Ice Cube.
Extremely eclectic. But musicals was a big, like, that was something, you know, when most kids were watching, like, I don't know, cartoons. I would, like, watch Grease and The Sound of Music, like, back-to-back all day.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I did musical theater for a long time, for, like, 10 years. And when I met Kyle, and we lived together, he was always playing. And so, like, over time, when I got more comfortable, I was a little bit, I felt musically inferior to him because he was
why?
So... Well, he's just very talented on the piano and everything that he does.
Were you in another band, Rosa?
I was in high school. I was shortly in a embarrassingly Dashboard Confessional influenced
band.
Yeah,
I enjoy them as well.
Very that, emo.
That's a guilty pleasure for
yes.
me. It's okay.
Oh yeah, still
yeah,
mine too.
Still is.
We had songs called like "Scream for Gone" and "The Crying Chords."
For
it's God. Embarrassing. Yeah, "Scream for Gone." Anyways, and so I started playing a little bit with Kyle, and you know, writing And singing, playing your own music is so vastly different than, you know, singing someone else's songs. And that's kind of what I love about this band so much, is that it's just ultimate self-expression, I think.
Right. Which is cool, yeah.
Well, Rosa, you said you loved music your whole life, pretty much. You say most people say that. I didn't love music my entire life.
Let's just go contrary to this.
I hated music up until about age 10. No, not really. But it wasn't really like one of my main things up until I started listening to the Beatles. And just like Rosa said, it was like her father's influence. It was very much my dad's influence on me, just like digging through his old vinyls and listening to Beatles records and Cream records and Rolling Stone records. So, wow. So I was really into the 60s for a while, but then as I continued my search for new music, which I would enjoy, got into, you know, the usual bands like Nirvana and Sublime.
Cool.
And stuff. And
you do have the Kurt Cobain hair,
yeah,
right there.
That's yeah. Who I'm trying to imitate. No, not really. I'm trying to imitate John Lennon.
Oh, gotcha.
But, the later John Lennon.
I wish you guys could see his hair right now, because it would
so
make you laugh aloud.
All you need is the glasses. That's all you're missing.
I just wish my eyesight was a little worse so I could actually wear glasses.
You can wear glasses that don't have prescription lenses.
I know, but
you know.
That would make me a poser.
Yeah, but no one would know.
I know, but I would know.
You'd be posing against yourself.
Mm-hmm. I would just know I'm a loser. I'm a fake.
Oh.
Well, not really. Anyways. But yeah, so yeah, and that's about when me and Kyle started a band together way back in the day. We were called Kinds of Whales, yeah. which I think
Kinds
is a pretty
whales.
Funny band name.
I played bass, Tim played guitar, mm-hmm. and
what kind of band was that? It sounds like very.
I'd say we were
kind of
like no, we weren't. Yeah, like 60s, almost cake. More like it's kind of like Jimi Hendrix / like Nirvana / maybe a little bit Beatlesque type stuff. Anyways, we weren't that good. So then we started listening to At the Drive-In, and we got into like more kind of like. Yeah, I guess weird or more like
complex drumming, odd time.
Not
weirdness.
Just that, but you know, we got into the whole like emo craze that was going on back in the early 2000s, going to a lot of like local shows and stuff, and we basically tried to
like hard emo though.
Yeah, like almost like screamo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we tried to do that. We tried to, you know, have a At the Drive-In imitation band, and it was pretty cool. You know, had some good times. And then you know, things changed. We all graduated high school and moved off to college, and we kind of stopped making music together. But now we're back in a band together as the Emerald Hill.
That's right.
Brand new musical influences.
Like a little reunited Asian. I don't know. Reunion. There you go.
Yeah,
I couldn't
totally.
Come up
it
with
is.
The word. Yeah.
Actually, after Third World Orchestra, which is the second band, we changed names every time we changed our style. We were. Cullen, our drummer, moved away to college, and we became the Ghosts, and I stopped playing bass and played keyboard, and it was pretty much just me and Tim. He was on electric guitar, but nothing
gotcha.
Ever became of that. We didn't play a single show. That's not worth mentioning.
But that was, yeah, we didn't play a single show, but that's when I really found my niche as a songwriter, I think. We really kind of, like, figured out what style we wanted
this
to,
This is
like,
pretty different, though, right? The Emerald Hill.
Yeah, Emerald Hill is still a much different style from that.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's because of Rose's collaborative...
Totally.
What?
Totally.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, like she does. Like when we started out, like I would write the chord progression, you know, which there would be no song without. But she would do the melody first, and I would hear it, and like I wouldn't have written those chord progressions without her melody.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, so but, you're like his muse.
Aww.
And Rose is just kind
they're,
of like
don't
a fun
don't
person
they're not my muse. Okay. Let's get this straight. I'm just kidding.
So,
it just
honestly,
like a musical slave.
This band would not work. I'm, you know, I'm like what? I'm a pseudo musician. I can make up melodies, but I can't read it and do it the way that they can.
The speaking of that,
did this just become compliment each other tonight on the radio?
I'm not hearing any compliments.
No, I'm
gonna
compliment myself for a second.
Oh, okay.
My history. Okay, I started playing piano, taking piano lessons at home, like when I was 7. And I kept on playing piano until like I graduated high school, which I didn't do, by the way. And like I kind of realized like that it wasn't just like another like soccer practice, Boy Scouts extracurricular thing. I actually found that it could be fun when I learned the Jurassic Park theme when I was in third grade. And I actually arranged a version myself that I got to play at a recital instead of arranged by Kyle Drury, and it was so cool. And then that kind of I kind of started teaching myself music theory. Although, like, I didn't really know it when I was in third grade. What? Okay. I'm not saying what to the audience. Like, I'm cool. Like, my bandmates are looking at me like I'm an...
You're crazy right now.
Okay, then I met Tim and we made love and
Okay.
Oh, I also
I was just asking.
I did the whole vaudeville thing at the Gaslighter. I was the piano player for like a little bit and it was really fun. Yeah, that was when I dropped out of high school.
So that's where we all
That was my first job.
As far as music goes.
I was the youngest one.
Wow. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of paths that definitely happened there. So
yeah.
A lot of ground to cover.
Yeah, yeah. We did it. We worked it.
Yeah.
So.
And now you have an EP.
Yes. Now we have this great EP. It's called, oh my gosh. Oh, Got Through Act
Got
Two.
Got Through Act
it's
Two.
Yes. And you can purchase it in any shows, as we mentioned earlier.
All right. Awesome. Well, let's hear another track off there. This is called Self Actualization.
Really want to hear some sub rock and get your blood pumping at this hour? Damn Skippy, you do. Johnny W brings you screaming from the suburbs on 90.5 KSJS. He'll stay up with you all night till the wee hours of the morning, playing 4 hours of ska, punk, metal, indie, emo, and everything in between. Listen to Screaming from the Suburbs with Johnny W every Saturday from 2 to 6 a.m. on 90.5 KSJS Ground Zero Radio.
All right, awesome. 90.5 KSJS San Jose. So, one last little reminder about your show, maybe?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So it's we are playing at the Blank Club on April 28th, which is a Wednesday night. It's free.
A week from today.
Yeah, it's exactly 1 week from today, downtown San Jose. It's free. It'll be so much fun. You guys should come out and join us. You can get a copy of the CD there. And, yeah, just come hang out, have a drink with us.
Awesome.
It'll be fun, yeah. So, oh, and also you can find us on Facebook. Sorry,
yes.
Leah.
Oh, I forgot. But yeah.
Yeah. Just search for us, The Emerald Hill, on Facebook, and you will be able to find us there. We have music up and lots of information about shows and stuff like that.
All right. Awesome. Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Always awesome. A pleasure having you guys here. Awesome.
We love Blacklight Findings
awesome.
Now.
Awesome.
Yes. Awesome forever.
Right. All right. Well, Sexual Electro is next right here on 90.5 KSJS Ground Zero Radio.